You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website FagsWorshipAlphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Thursday, October 22nd, I think? And welcome to the show, I guess. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to the people who are checking in on me and make sure that I'm doing okay physically. I am definitely recovering rapidly now, so it's amazing what daily injections of antibiotics can do to the human body. Yeah, I'm doing a lot better, so thank you very much for all the well wishes. There's a new phone number to the website. I happened to get a second number for free, and so virtually free. And so I took this opportunity to change the number to the website. This will actually go directly to me. I really wasn't very happy with Google Voice, honestly, handling this kind of thing. But the new number is 314-337-0307. So that's a way to get a hold of me or to leave a message for me. Or to text me, even. So now you can text me if you want to. So there's just, I make myself available. I give and give and give, you know. Ugh. I'm so unappreciated in my time. Let's see. If you've been paying attention to the website, you know that Master Matt has caged his first faggot. The faggot's name is Michael. He's a beautiful faggot. The faggot works out. He's got a nice body. He's very attractive facially, and he's very submissive. Master Matt picked him out of the gym and decided that that was going to be his faggot. And Michael didn't really think he was a faggot at first, but he's definitely a faggot. And he's definitely taking to this new role. When he was preparing to meet Master Matt for their first kind of meeting, right, to kind of see if they were a fit, I told Michael a secret of mine. That secret is to whenever you meet or talk, you know, you see an alpha that you respect or that you serve or whatever. I told him to kneel and kiss Master Matt's feet. And he did that, and Master Matt absolutely loved it, like all men do, okay? It's such an easy thing for a faggot to do, to kneel and kiss a man's feet. It shows complete subservience and complete submission and total debasement, basically. You know, you're basically, as a faggot, you're saying to the man, I completely respect you to this point, you know. So anyway, Master Matt caged Michael 2 days ago, and he's been allowing Michael to smell his crotch to kind of get him scent trained, right? He's already addicted to Master Matt's scent because he stole, before this all happened, he stole Master Matt's shirt out of his gym bag before they were even acquainted. Very bold on his part. And so he's been sleeping with Master Matt's shirt every night. So he's already kind of been sent trained already, but now he's being able to smell Master Matt's balls in his cock, and he's become intoxicated by that smell, as we all do, okay? Men don't seem to understand the power of their scent, you know, on a faggot. Faggots have, and women do too, but particularly submissive women. I think we just have some sort of genetic marker or something, or some sort of receptors. I don't know, they're maybe are different, because like the scent of a man to a faggot is like just perfume, you know. It's men think it stinks, but it doesn't stink to us, okay? And so he's been getting scent trained. He still has not been given the dick, which is driving Michael crazy. He wants the dick pretty bad. He wants cum, okay? And Master Matt is denying it for right now. So we're kind of in a waiting pattern. I think it's probably going to happen in the next couple of days, which would be good, because Michael's about to, I don't know, tear down some walls, you know, for dick. So the other thing I want to point out about that situation is this. Michael, since he's been caged, he's cleaned Master Matt's apartment so it's spotless, and he's been making him food every night. Last night he made a wonderful steak dinner with salad and everything. And he serves Master Matt, and he does not sit down and eat with him or anything like that. He allows his king to eat, okay? And then he cleans up after Master Matt's done. Last night after the steak dinner, Michael gave Master Matt a nice massage, full body massage. And Master Matt was just simply overwhelmed. Since he caged Michael, Master Matt has been in a constant state of euphoria over this development in his life, you know, that he owns this faggot, and this faggot is worshiping him in a way that is spiritual in nature, which kind of leads me into what I wanted to talk about today. I kind of wanted to talk about the spiritual nature of hierarchy. Because we don't talk about it enough, I don't think. It definitely exists. But we're too often distracted by the sex part, right? I mean, that's, you know, when we think of alphas and faggots and whatnot, we just think about dicks going in pussies and throats and throat slime and cum shots and all the other stuff, you know, all that great stuff that we all love, okay? But, and porn and everything, but there's a spiritual side to the hierarchy. And I kind of touched on it a little bit when I wrote that article about symbiosis. I don't know. There's more that I want to say there, and I am going to get back to writing some stuff about it, but I wanted to touch on it here, because what we're seeing in Master Matt and his new faggot is the spiritual aspect of it. A faggot completes a man in a way that nothing else in life can. Okay? An alpha, when he owns a faggot, and that faggot is submissive to him and serves him and worships him, it's completing some part of a man's spiritual makeup. It completes him in a way that even a female does not complete him. Because men are unique in that they have a need to own and possess. And when he owns or possesses a faggot, and that faggot submits to his rule, it satisfies this inner spiritual need that the man has. And I see that in Master Matt's reaction, or Master Nick. You know, Master Nick is a bit harder to read because he doesn't show all of his cards all the time emotionally, but Master Matt, you know, has been hot-blooded since the day I met him, and he has always kind of been this kind of force of nature. And it's interesting in him to see the completion of his being by owning a faggot. It's different than, because he was getting off when he was fucking faggots, okay? When he first started fucking faggots, he was like, this is great, I love it, I have anything I want. And it was just this kind of ravenous devouring of flesh, you know? But this is different. Master Matt's tone is different. And I do think it's because of this spiritual completion that he is feeling for the first time. You know, he's dated lots of girls. He's had lots of relationships in his life already. And this is different. He feels peace. It's a peace that has come over him. This kind of, I'm the king of my own kingdom kind of peace. That kind of security can't be replicated any other way other than through his owning of a faggot. And that's huge, you know, in a man's life, in an alpha's life. It's absolutely critical. And I will say this, alphas, let's say straight alphas, who resist owning faggots because of the stigma of that or whatever, or they were raised in a religious household where it was wrong or whatever, or alphas who only use faggots for money in findom, okay? They are missing out on this spiritual benefit. And so I don't consider them to be complete alphas because they are not ascending to what they could be or should be as completely a whole, physical and spiritual and mental alpha. You know, that's what I think differentiates a lot of, let's say, apex alphas who are definitely experiencing what Master Matt is experiencing right now. And that's why they continue to own faggots. But there's something that happens spiritually inside the alpha. Whenever I see what's going on with Master Matt or Master Nick or any of the other alphas, like Master Kyle, for instance, you know, or any of these ones that I have been chronicling that really, really, really took this to heart, you know, invested of themselves in owning faggots, the change is so profound and so deep that you cannot compare them and their experiences to some idiot who's showing his feet on Twitter and cash raping some faggots and then running off with their money, okay? It's not even close to the same thing. And I think while many of those FinDom alphas, and I'm picking on FinDom here, but like, or these straight alphas that are strutting around, they might be attractive and they probably get a lot of attention when they're out and whatnot, but they are not complete alphas because they're missing that part, that expansion of themselves in their purpose. And I guess purpose is probably the thing when I refer to spirituality of hierarchy, it's kind of this fulfillment, complete fulfillment of purpose. Now, when you think about a faggot, obviously we exist to serve men. But if you're just going out and sucking dick all the time, and you're wanting cheap thrills, or you're wanting to get a train run on you, or you suck 40 cocks in a night at a club or whatever, okay? You're not really fulfilling your purpose as a faggot. You're not achieving that next level that I'm talking about of spiritual fulfillment of purpose by really serving a man and belonging to him as his property. It's completely different. I know I'm going to get a bunch of shit for this, okay? But it's the truth. When a faggot and an alpha fall into their roles naturally and they perform those roles and respect those roles, there's a symbiosis that happens there where the two fit together completely. And you can read each other's minds, basically. You can anticipate the future or what they're thinking. And it's different than just sucking some hard cock in a random glory hole or whatever you're doing, okay? Like, really devoting yourself to a man as a faggot or as an alpha, taking ownership of a faggot, that there's a personal investment there that, and a personal responsibility that can't be replicated any other way. And it is vitally important. There's a reason why throughout human history, some men have desired to own other men in some form or another. It happens all the time. Hierarchy is like the first law of nature, okay? And so there's a reason why it's always happened through history, because these are needs that need to be fulfilled, okay? Now, here we are in 2020, and we're not in ancient Rome or anything like that, but the needs of men are still the same. The needs of alphas and faggots are still the same. And I implore alphas and faggots to really consider this aspect, the spiritual aspect of hierarchy, that you are more than just a sex object, more than just a good-looking guy or whatever. I don't know. You can be and should be more than that. There's more to this than what you know, if you haven't experienced it before. And I just think that until you reach out and try to experience it, you're incomplete. And I'm speaking from experience as a faggot that's been owned, and I know what I'm talking about. I know the difference. And it's, I wouldn't trade being owned by a man for anything in the world. It's the safest, most fulfilling place in the world to kneel at a man's feet and know that I'm his, okay, as a faggot. And I know that the alphas I've served, some of them anyway, felt the same way looking down and seeing me there, knowing that I'm theirs. There's nothing that compares to that for a man, for males, okay? We're unique in that respect. And so I just think that that's an important aspect that should be really, really meditated on and made a goal. If you haven't experienced that, make it a goal and see the difference, okay? So anyway, that's all I really had to talk about. This conversation has come out of conversations I've had with Alpha Parker and also another alpha that I've been talking to, and I thank both of them if they're listening, because bouncing ideas off with them has kind of expanded my thought processes some more, and so I'm kind of headed into some deeper territory, I think, with hierarchy. I want to dig down and try to really wrestle with some deeper topics than just penetration, okay? So hopefully you come along with me on that journey. So we have a debate tonight between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I'm sure it's not going to be much of a debate. It's probably going to be Trump spouting a bunch of lies and conspiracy theories that have no basis in fact, and Joe Biden is going to be talking fairly calmly and reasonably. So fortunately, they're going to be turning off Trump's microphone, which should prove to be hilarious beyond belief. But anyway, it's the last debate. We've only got, 13 days to the election. Please vote. Please make plans to vote, okay? We have to get the corruption out of this government. And I mean, it's the entire government, okay? Every last one of those fuckers needs to come out of their position and go straight to prison. And Trump and his crime family need to go to prison too. So, please vote, and please, please, please make the right choice for America, okay? If you live in America. I realize that some of my audience is not from America, and I apologize for bothering you about my politics here, but that's just, right now, it's very important for the world, honestly. So I'm going to wrap it up. Thank you for joining me today, and I guess I will talk to you guys this weekend, all right? Take care. I love you. Bye.